We are Team Spineline. We kind of have this cheeky product name, and we were going to tell you how and why we came.
The engineering and design students on stage presenting their concept have been working on this prototype for a grand total of 2 days. For their faculty coach, Amos Scully, the quick turnaround is both a challenge and part of the fun.
This is a deep dive. Like, you just like dive yourself into a project, and in 24 hours, you're supposed to understand it, come up with ideas, propose a solution.
Physical therapist Kelly Schauf has come to the Idea Lab after noticing many of her stroke patients needed help regaining their normal posture during their recovery.
I've more so been thinking it as a patient problem that we were frequently seeing in the clinic. Having a device that could do that for these people would be amazing to help them recover faster.
She hopes students can create a wearable device that would alert patients when they're leaning too far to one side or the other.
He is walking with a straight cane.
To help students imagine a real patient, Schauf creates a character recovering from a stroke.
He has adopted some poor movement patterns, so he's relying on the cane for support.
She calls him Dave.
Favoring his left leg, so the cane's on his right side.
One of the students quickly makes a House of Cards reference. Dave sounds a lot like the character Doug Stamper on the popular Netflix series. As the brainstorming continues, Dave morphs into Doug.
There are some patients like Doug that, you know, they're using this cane and they're here, they're hiking their hip to get their leg through, they're shortening their spine.
After the crash course in body mechanics, the students take the afternoon to try out different concepts. They suggest everything from a simple app for an iPhone worn around the neck to something that would directly change the impulses within the brain. Schauf quickly dismisses that idea. Neurosurgery is definitely off the table.
Okay, so prioritize your user needs, prioritize your problems, be sure to talk about...
By 1 o'clock the next afternoon, the students are presenting their physical prototype. A vest with sensors and a vibrating alert that pulses more intensely the further the patient leans. If there's real danger of a fall, the device starts to make noise. The vest also logs data to help patients understand their posture habits. Amos Scully thinks teaming up with healthcare workers helps students see the real-life benefits of their ideas.
And I think there's something compelling about, like, you know, students not making a project for some kind of, you know, company, that they're actually doing it for the healthcare system. I think that's a really good precedent of, like, where your energies could go to benefit people as opposed to financial profit for someplace, yeah.
Past Idea Lab projects have become reality, like a mobile centrifuge unit for blood samples now in use by Rochester Regional Health System. The student-designed product dropped the rate of bad samples from 5% to 0%, saving the system nearly $100,000 a year. Team Spineline, our posture vest inventors, haven't quite made a business plan yet, but someone suggests their prototype might work for golfers, too. Expanding the potential market could also bring the price point down. For first-year industrial design student Jeremiah Eister, the weekend workshop feels like it could be a launching pad to a real business.
I think we can all see a lot of potential in it, and so it wouldn't be smart to back out at this point when it seems so like it's something that is in reach.
For WXXI News, I'm Danielle Price.